When our boys were little, one of our favourite times of the day was bedtime. Not for the reasons that many of you would think, but because it was a time when our boys were allowed to choose one or two or perhaps even more books, and we would sit and we would read these stories to them. Sometimes it seemed like we read the same book every single night for a week or a month. Sometimes they were new books. Our eldest son, Noah, one of his favourite stories was There's a Wocket in My Pocket, which comes from the Dr. Seuss collection, a book that we love so much that not only do we have one copy, we have two copies that we still have, obviously, in our house. Another collection of books that was well loved by both our boys were the Mr. Men books. Mr. Men books are great, they're fun, they're simple, they're well illustrated, but they also help to explain emotions that kids may be experiencing. Things like feeling grumpy, sometimes kids would be silly, sometimes they would be worried, sometimes they would be happy. And these books would help to explain some of the feelings that children have, some of their emotions that they would be experiencing on a daily basis. Well, emotions aren't just for children, are they? Emotions are for us. And today we start this new series that's titled Inside Out. And yes, it's the same name as the Disney Pixar movie. And we are going to look over the next few weeks at some emotions that we as adults experience and how we can live through these emotions and journey through these emotions in a Christ-like and God-honoring way. With everything that's going on at the moment in our state and in our country and indeed around the world, many of us are experiencing a range of emotions on a daily basis. Personally, I don't believe that our emotions are wrong, but it's the behaviour and our reactions that come from these emotions that may not be helpful at times. Throughout the four Gospels, we read of Jesus' ministry here on earth, and all the way through the Gospels, we see many different emotions that Jesus went through. There are times when Jesus was frustrated. One such time is recorded in Matthew chapter 16, when the disciples forgot to take bread with them across the lake, and Jesus says to them, "You of little faith, do you not understand? Don't you remember the five loaves for the 5,000 people?" Or in John chapter 15, when Jesus is teaching about the vine and the branches, and he says, "I've told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete." Jesus experienced joy. One of the most well-known emotions that Jesus shows in Scripture is when he got angry in the temple courts and he overturned the tables in the temple and he said, "My house should be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers." Jesus showed grief when his friend Lazarus passed away, as recorded in John chapter 11. Some may even say that he expressed fear in the Garden of Gethsemane just before he was crucified, when he said, "Abba, Father, take this cup from me. Is there any other way for your plan to be fulfilled?" I believe there is also an example in the Scripture of Jesus expressing sadness. In Matthew 23, we read a passage of Scripture titled The Seven Woes. Jesus is sharing with the crowds and with the disciples, and he says seven times, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and you Pharisees." Woe can mean great sorrow or sadness. And Jesus is expressing sadness at the Pharisees, who, yes, they give 10%, but they still neglect other things that matter. "Woe to you," he says, "you look good on the outside, but on the inside you are full of greed and you are self-indulgent. You are hypocrites." Jesus was sad at what he saw in Jerusalem. And to be perfectly honest, this week, there have been quite a few times when I have found myself experiencing sadness over what I'm seeing and hearing, particularly in the media at this time. Sadness as I hear of the number of people who are passing away due to COVID. Sadness as I even just see the numbers that we are experiencing in New South Wales because of COVID. Sadness of what we see is happening around the world, in Afghanistan, with the earthquake in Haiti. sadness, even on a more personal note, as I begin to realise how long it is going to be before we get to see our eldest son, Noah, who still lives in Adelaide. It's a real emotion, and it's reflective of what's happening in our, or even in my, world at this time. Is it wrong for me to feel this way? I don't think so, because it's part of my human nature and it's the way that God has made me. And as I've gotten older and hopefully a bit wiser, I'm able to acknowledge my feelings better and I feel comfortable sitting in them. But what do we do with such feelings? Let me say first and foremost, I'm not a counsellor, I'm not a psychologist, but I want to share with you a few things that I believe can help us as we journey through a range of emotions in life, and particularly today, looking at this emotion of sadness. The first thing I want to suggest that is a good thing for us to do is for us to give it all to Jesus. We heard before a passage of scripture from 1 Peter chapter 5, and this passage encourages us to humble ourselves before God. And then there's this wonderful verse in there that says, "Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you." These words of Peter's are actually taken from Psalm 55 verse 22. And in the passage, in the paraphrase Bible, it says this: "So here's what I've learned through it all. Leave all your cares and anxieties at the feet of the Lord, and measureless grace will strengthen you." When we feel sad, perhaps overwhelmed, I think that one of the first things that we should do is leave it at the feet of Jesus. Of course, this is much easier said than done, and I can tell you there have been many times in my life where I've struggled on, thinking that I can deal with it, that I can shake it off and pull myself together and that all will be fine. Well, sometimes this works, but other times I find myself feeling more and more defeated and feeling extreme sadness about what is going on. And I want to carry with me my sadness and my anxieties, and actually leaving them at the feet of Jesus is the last thing I try. Again, this can be our human nature. It can be that we think that we can take all this on board ourselves and carry it with us and that it will all work out. But how different would it be if our first response every single time would be to leave everything with Jesus? When we see the state of the world, when we hear the COVID news of the day, when we see the different things that are happening, when we see people suffering from natural disasters or from war, why don't we automatically just stop and give it all to Jesus? It is such a discipline to do this, a real spiritual discipline. And while we may not find ourselves suddenly jumping for joy, even when we do stop and give everything to Jesus, we have acknowledged how we're feeling. We've acknowledged sometimes that our emotions are bigger than we can handle ourselves, and we've done something positive. We've actually taken a positive step in identifying and dealing with our emotion. The psalmist who wrote Psalm 55, King David, his concerns at the time came from being attacked by false friends. And certainly throughout his entire life, David had been through his fair share of emotions and of troubles. But even with everything that he went through, he still relied on God, and he was still able to say, "Here's what I've learned about it all. Through everything in my life, leave all your cares and your anxieties at the feet of the Lord, and he will give you measureless grace to strengthen you." Another thing that I find helpful when I'm struggling with sadness is to remind myself of all the things that I can be grateful for. If you watched our service last week, you will have heard Sarah speak from 1 Thessalonians, and we wrapped up a series titled Echoes. And Sarah spoke from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and she focused on Paul's words that say, "Be joyful, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances." Give thanks in all circumstances. Even when you're sad, still give thanks. Still find something to be grateful for. Like many of you, we're continually receiving messages from friends and family far and near, just checking in on us, seeing how we're going in this current season of lockdown. And we've had several in this last week ask us how we're going with not being able to see Noah, who I mentioned earlier. Maybe this has contributed to some of my sadness around not being able to see him. But even in this, I'm still trying to practice gratitude. I was able to say to a friend of ours, a close friend of ours, just this week, that I'm really grateful for the other families that Noah is surrounded by. There are a couple of families who spend a lot of time with Noah, and Noah spends a lot of time with them each week. They care for him and they love him just as we would. And I'm grateful for these families. Most Tuesday nights, if you were to come to our house, which you can't at the moment, but you would find us watching Noah play basketball on our TV, and it's live. And we're grateful for the dad who goes to Noah's basketball games, who videos the games, so that we are able to continue to watch him play. We're grateful that he's safe, that he's got a good job, that he's got a good home. Yes, we're still sad. The sadness doesn't necessarily go away, but what does help is to sometimes take a step back from the sadness and be grateful for all the things that God has blessed us and blessed Noah with, even in the situation that we currently find ourselves. Right through scripture, in Psalms, in the book of Daniel, in Ephesians, in Colossians, in Hebrews, we're reminded of the importance of showing gratitude. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, it says in Ephesians 5. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Give thanks in everything, even in your sadness. And the final thing I want to share with you today is a reminder of the importance to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. When I was a kid, I loved the story recorded in Matthew chapter 14 of when Jesus walks on the water. I've always thought how great it would have been to have actually seen Jesus walking across the lake, the ocean, just walking towards us. And I was always impressed with how Peter got out of the boat, and he too then was able to walk on the water. Over time, much has been said about Peter and how he started to sink when he took his eyes off Jesus, when he started to focus on the waves that were around him, and he wasn't really focused on the most important thing. Don't get me wrong, I have huge admiration for Peter and his courage to even get out of the boat, because I'm not sure that I would even be that courageous. But what happened to him in this situation shouldn't be a surprise to us, but rather it should be a reminder. At times I found myself guilty of taking my eyes off Jesus, and when I do, I discover that I quickly start to sink when the storms of life or when the sadness of life hits. Hebrews 13 verse 8 says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today and forever. His character is unchanging. He has always been and will always be. He is our rock. He is our redeemer. He is our savior. He's full of grace. He's full of truth. And he is the only constant in this ever-changing world. So when we fix our eyes on Jesus, we actually have spiritual stability. Even though our life or our emotions may be spinning a little bit out of control. We used to sing a song, a chorus all the time many years ago that says, "Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace." So this week, as you go about your lives, I want to encourage you to acknowledge and to own your emotions, whatever it is that you're feeling. If you're feeling sadness, know that this is okay. You are not alone. There are many in the same situation as you. But at the same time, know that our God, our great God, our Heavenly Father, he understands. He knows what you are going through. But I also want to encourage you to practice some discipline around your emotions. If you're feeling sadness, the first thing is to stop and to cast all your cares onto Jesus. Give it all to him. Be humble enough to know that you cannot do this on your own. Give it to him. Cast your cares to him. Secondly, continue to practice gratitude. Even in our sadness, there are still things for us to be grateful for. Many times in these last few weeks, I've said to my friends, from family, even to Sarah, how good is it today the sun is shining? And that's what I'm grateful for some days, that the sun is shining. But still, I'm practicing gratitude. And thirdly, keep your eyes focused on Jesus. There is no doubt that when we experience sadness, when days are hard, when we struggle in life, that we need to keep looking at him, because he is the one who gives us strength. He is the one who gives us spiritual stability. He is the one who can change our life from sadness into happiness. So I pray that this week that you will be able to acknowledge your emotions, but also that you will be able to practice some discipline around them and keep your eyes fixed on our Heavenly Father. Shall we pray? Our great God, we thank you for who you are this day. We thank you that you're a God of love, that you're a God who cares for us, and that you're a God who knows us. We also thank you that you're a God who understands the difficulties and the emotions and the challenges that we face on a daily basis. And so just now, Heavenly Father, I pray that you would help us to be able to practice discipline around our emotions, that we'll be able to sit comfortably in what we're feeling, but at the same time, that we will lean on you, that we will rely on you even in the challenging days when we experience them. We thank you that you do love us and that you care about every part of our lives. You care whether we are feeling sadness or whether we're happy. You want to be a part of every single moment. Help us to keep our eyes fixed on you, to turn over to you on a daily basis our cares and our worries. We are grateful to you for everything that you've done, and we want to be able to continue to voice that and to express our gratitude to you. Thank you that you understand us, that you know us and that you love us, and that through everything that we go through on a daily basis, that you are there journeying with us. Just continue to be with us, I pray, in your precious name.